Toronto's Zoomer Radio, Gowan, when there's time for love, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. One of the most famous fashion journalists in the whole wide world also happens to be our wonderful friend. Jeannie Becker is a fearless trailblazer and social media influencer. And when Jeannie shares her stories and her experiences on socials, people pay attention. Jeannie is on a very personal journey right now, and yet she is letting her followers right into her life. Jeannie's with us today. Welcome back to the Morning Zoom. I'm so glad we're talking to you.
I'm so glad I'm talking to you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm more glad to be talking to you.
And the fact that we now have three Sisters of Sunrise makes it even better.
Yes. So nice.
So Jeannie, you went public with the information that you have breast cancer. How are you managing? How are you feeling? We are with you in spirit.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I mean, I never even dreamed that I would be diagnosed with such a thing. I just went for a routine mammogram. Like, I go regularly every 2 years. That's what they told me to do. I'll go more frequently from now on. But I got a call a couple days later that they had discovered. They called it a small mass, which is kind of a scary word.
Yeah.
And, you know, called me back for a biopsy and an ultrasound. And then they said, okay, and you probably need an MRI too. And then I got the results a few days after that. And it was like, uh-oh, you know, this is not good news. You've got breast cancer. And it's just like, what? Like, what? I felt totally fine. And this is why, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that I decided to share my story, because I really want to raise awareness, because a lot of women put off their mammograms.
A completely, like, what a selfless move, because I saw your post maybe an hour after you put it up on Instagram, and saying it out loud, I mean, keeping your secret and between family is one thing, but to say it out loud and to own it, what's been the response to you doing that?
Boy, it is kind of... reinforce my faith in the human spirit. People are so kind, so loving, so supportive. People that don't know me or never heard of me before, and some people, you know, just discovered my posts, I guess, because of my hashtag cancer journey. And then other people who grew up watching me and feel that I'm like part of the family. And it has been a joy. It is one of the silver linings of all this, for sure. And it's just been really... really gratifying and uplifting.
It's been amazing how breast cancer has become extremely curable in recent years and decades. Do you mind sharing with us your prognosis and what you have to go through on your journey? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to really get into the minutia of stuff, but I will say that my prognosis is really good. I had three different options for treatment, and I chose one where I was getting 12 consecutive weeks of chemo, and so after that, that will take me till, you know, early September, and then I'll have surgery probably beginning of November, and just fingers crossed that, you know, everything goes well, because so far so good, and I'm tolerating the chemo well, and I'm wearing this incredible contraption called a cooling cap. It's kind of an ice helmet by a company called Paxman out of the UK. And this helmet is helping me keep my hair, too. Oh. So that's something that a lot of people had never heard of before. And we're working on trying to make it accessible to more and more women. Hopefully, maybe one day the government could support the use of this incredible device. Mm-hmm. But that's great, too. You know, if I lose all my hair, I shall wear it as a badge of honor, because I have the utmost respect for, you know, for anyone who walks around, you know, bald and beautiful, because that's what chemo can do to you sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask about Becky and Joy? Because you have two daughters, and so that must race through your brain, too, as you go through your own, journey with breast cancer.
Well, that was the thing I dreaded the most, them, because I didn't want them to worry about me. And, and I, you know, prefaced it by saying, guys, I've got something to tell you, but I want you to know I'm going to be okay. Everything's okay, but I have breast cancer. And it's like, you know, of course, they were extremely worried, especially Joey, who lives all the way out in the Yukon, you know, in Dawson City. And Joey drove all the way here to Toronto. And, you know, she was with me for a few days in the city and in the country. She came to a chemo treatment with me, which was great. She's going to stay here with me all through the fall and winter until I get better. And
We could talk to you on and on and on, Jeannie, but, you know, this conversation is primarily to wish you nothing but amazing health and to thank you for sharing these very intimate details of your life with everyone, because if even one woman makes the decision to go and get a mammogram because she saw a post from you, it will have been worth your, will have been worth your effort to share all this stuff with us.
I am looking at it as a healing journey, and I guess that's the most positive you can get. And the doctors at Princess Margaret Cancer Center are absolute rock stars, and how blessed am I to be living in a city like Toronto where I can have access to like la creme de la creme. It's incredible. I'm very, very lucky indeed.
Will you join us again during your journey?
I'd love to anytime. I'm up
Good.
For a party.
Thank you, Jeannie.
We love you so much, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Right back at you, guys. Right back at you. Lots of love.
Let's check your morning drive now. Here's Spencer.